Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
I wasn't the only one pranked this week. Did you see Tex Walker pulled a prank on the young, the debutant, young Worrell, at the Crows? What happened, Ruth?
Well, he couldn't find his car, and then all of a sudden he looked out onto the oval, and it was in the goal square out in the oval. Tex is known to do it. Yes. They said there was only one bloke that they looked to when they found his car out in the oval, and that was Tex. So a good way to find out that he is debuting this weekend, though. Josh Worrell, another debutant for the Crows.
Well, Josh, I know how you feel.
Yes. you could go and have a chat to him about that. We'll talk more about that in sport a little bit later.
Now, what's happening with the vaccines, Roo?
Vaccines, we've had a couple more people get blood clots, one in South Australia, but in fact, there might even be two in South Australia, but the big news is that a 52-year-old New South Wales woman has passed away from a severe form of blood clotting on the brain from the AstraZeneca jab. So that is horrible news. It's bad for, obviously, the family and all of that. It's, you know, so not good there. But it was interesting. The chief medical officer has said that, obviously, it's very sad, but it's we've had less deaths than we expected from the vaccine.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. How many did we expect?
Well, obviously more than two, because that's what we've had. But I think they've delivered well over 5 million doses now. So, I guess last year we had 800 deaths, didn't we, from COVID? So choice is don't get it and have lots of deaths, or get it and now, try and minimise it.
Speaking of those sorts of things, a man died yesterday from meningococcal here in South Australia, which I haven't heard of for a while, but a 69-year-old man died in the western suburbs, and I think we've had 5 cases of it this year. So it's still out there and it's still very, very dangerous.
Yeah, China, where the COVID virus come from, started. Whether it was a bat or in a laboratory, we don't know, but they seem to deal with it pretty well after they spread it around the whole world last year. Well, there's an outbreak in Guangzhou at the moment, and the worst case they've had there since it started. So they're doing lots of anal swabbing over there at the moment.
Some what?
Lots of anal swabbing at the moment. Can you believe this? They tested a whole city of 20 million people in 3 days.
Did they?
Bend over. 20 million people they did in 3 days.
Right.
They don't muck around the Chinese, do they?
They have big numbers.
Big numbers. We try and get a couple of hundred done here and a couple of hundred done there. They did the whole population. So there you go.
Have you ever had an anal swab?
No. I don't like anything other than pooing there. Dits and lucky this is a...
Is it just a, it's just a one-way street, is
she's
it?
She's very much down that track, unlike some people.
it is too early for that. Let's go. That's what's making news.
Oh, we got to bed.
Ruined Dits on Triple M.
The top 5 things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number 5. It was a big birthday week this week.
Bear Grylls' birthday today, and this is how we'll celebrate, I reckon.
And the only thing I can do is to drink my own pee.
There you go.
And the next day,
June the 8th, which means happy birthday, Roo. Oh.
And Roo got some lovely birthday messages from the kids.
Hey, Dad, it's Tom. Happy birthday, I love you. Is it dessert night for your birthday?
Happy birthday, Dad. Thanks for letting me do fun things. Here's a present for you.
That was a present from his son, Nick. Number 4. We learnt which celebrity shares a birthday with Roo.
And you share your birthday with Cardinal George Pell.
Yeah! Georgie boy!
Nick's got a present for you too, George.
Here's a present for you.
Number 3. We learnt what it was like going to school with Andrew Jarman.
I used to sit next to him in high school and they were doing a survey and they were asking for... kids who came from non-English-speaking countries.
Yeah.
Self-Dutch, and there's another kid, he was Greek, and then it would come down around to Andrew's turn, and he said, my parents are from Scotland.
There's Jimmy Staines. Can I have your jersey, Jimmy Staines?
Number 2. We learn if Dits doesn't like something, he wants it dead.
Get rid of sharks.
Eradicated from the face of the earth.
What they do is they eat people. They kill people. They attack us and they kill us.
Sharks. Dead.
Can't go to the Witch Sundays right now because people keep getting eaten by sharks.
But he didn't just stop at sharks.
Holidaying on the river with your kids, and one of them got bitten by a brown snake. Oh, we better shift the snake and put it back where it's more comfortable. Pig's bum.
Snakes. Dead.
It's us or them, isn't it? I want to wipe out sharks.
He wants to kill
like them. Dinosaurs. We don't have dinosaurs anymore.
You're hearing correctly.
We got some interesting texts about Ditz killing sharks theory.
Actually, beer, cars, lightning, planes, trains, probably falling pianos kill people too. Sharks don't eat ring, as someone's put on here. Hippos kill more people than sharks, you knob.
Right, get rid of them too.
Hippos, dead.
I think you are on the right track saying you got to knock off sharks, but it'd be wise just to deviate across the stingrays. Like, stingrays knocked off Steve Irwin. That's
yeah, they got a lot to answer for.
Stingrays, dead.
What do we get with a ditch? What purpose does he serve?
You want to keep pushing on with this one, or do you want to just...
Tasmanian
just
tigers.
Think about
Tasmanian
this.
Tigers. Have they been wiped out?
Oh, no.
And what's it done?
If Tassie tigers are still out there, Ditz wants them dead. Number one, we learnt when good texts go bad.
One of you made a bit of a blue.
Texted my vet to get some more butte paste for a horse, and it come out butt paste.
My niece was having her rubella shots at school. Instead of writing that one of the other girls had an allergic reaction, she wrote allergic erection.
I had a work colleague not long ago put out a broadcast email and text to everyone that he's going on annual leave. Got through to us all, he's going on anal leave.
My auntie from Melbourne texts me for my birthday. She's in her early 80s. Beautiful auntie Dorina. And I sent back, oh, no worries, thanks for the birthday message. And I sent back, meant to say, how's lockdown going?
Yeah.
I sent to her, how's lickdown going?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Auntie Dorina's in lickdown.
And Doreen, you are allowed to take your mask off during lickdown.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Ditz this week.
Well done, Sammy.
Very good. Very good. Anything else you want to kill today, Ditz?
I'll come back to you. Geelong There's probably
players,
a few. Geelong
players.
Yeah, yeah. There's a list.
Tell us about them later.
We know Geelong came to town yesterday and beat Port Adelaide last night. However, there's another part to this story. They couldn't actually get out last night. Yeah. They were fogged in.
That's right. They had to get a charter plane to get out before the curfew, but that's right. They got fogged in. So where did they stay?
Well, the rumour is they slept in the change rooms at the Adelaide Oval, which sure. I find extraordinary.
This is not a country football trip.
Let's find out more. Their superstar, Paddy Dangerfield's on the line. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning, boys.
Did you sleep in the change room?
We wanted to stay in the change rooms because that's the only way that we could have had a few beers together last night.
Yeah.
So we were up for that.
Right.
Unfortunately, we weren't allowed back into those rooms and we ended up being ushered to the Ibis in town. And we're now waiting in our rooms to be escorted down to the bus and then onto our beautiful chartered plane, which I think is one of the first planes ever built.
Have you looked out the window? There's a fair bit of fog out there now. You might be back to the Ibis again.
Rupert, this is not the sort of plane that the people like yourself and that sort of company spend time in.
It's, okay.
It's not at the upper echelon of, of air travel.
Has the pilot, is he indoors? Has he got those goggles on from the they used to wear from the 1950s or 1900s or whatever?
You laugh, but I'll send you a text message now of exactly what our pilot looked like.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Is his name Boggles or Biggles? Or?
Is no word of a lie. He looked like Maverick out of Top Gun.
if you see him out the front trying to throw the propeller around quickly to start, I'd be worried. I'd be very concerned.
He had the window open before we got there.
Oh, no. You're probably having a dart. Oh, you've just sent me the picture. Yes, very Maverick. Very. And Joel Selwood's staring at him like, you're not flying our plane, are you? But, hey, what were some of the most ridiculous or strictest sort of rules or protocols you had to follow from SA Health just to get this game underway? Is there any that stand out, Danger?
Oh, it wasn't so much like we just understood what it was. We're lucky enough that we were able to actually fly in and the plan was to obviously fly out in itself anyway. So
I wish you hadn't flown in.
We appreciated that, no end. The strange part is obviously getting to the ground at about 1 o'clock and And Jez is strange as it is, but he spent a good 4 hours under a table. And
who's this, Jeremy Cameron?
Jeremy Cameron. And Izzy, for all the running he does game day, he would have bowled 40 overs, I reckon.
Well, you're playing in the
even
nets.
Started. We were in where the nets are. So it was a strange old day. But in a way, it's one of those situations where this brings everyone closer together. You have a bit of a laugh about the situation you're in. And then, you know, when it's time to crack on, it's time to get busy.
It's amazing what your body can do. Still signed, bottom sat in the beanbag for, you reckon, 3 hours before the Crows game the week before and they won. So maybe this is a trick for sides flying in to do, because both sides flying in have won, danger.
Yeah, we have, but God, I hope not, Luke.
And not a bad effort to get a bloke like Jeremy Cameron into your football club. Geez, he was on fire last night.
Yeah, he was. He really, really adds to the dynamic we've got down there. And obviously Hawke's been a champion for a long period of time. We're seeing Gary Rowan play the best footy of his career. And in the unheralded sort of half forwards that don't get much kudos, but the work that a Luke Dalhouse does off ball, up and down the ground, it is quite something to behold once you sort of review and watch the game in rewind and from behind the goals vision. And that sort
all right, I got you on to tell us where you slept last night. You're making me sick now.
It's just right. About to slit his wrist, mate. So thanks for joining us, Danger. Fly back to Melbourne. Look, good luck with Maverick, the pilot, and hopefully that plane can at least get across the border.
Pleasure, guys.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Mate.
Thanks for joining us.
Paddy Dangerfield, one of the superstars of the competition. Hey, Roo, you know the night before last, the euthanasia bill got through, so it's now gone through both houses. It will be law. It will be legalised here in South Australia.
I think that's good news. I think it's going to be a good thing.
The vote was 33-11, so it was pretty comprehensive. But you might remember about 3 weeks ago, we had Andrew Denton here in the studio talking about it.
I've spent the last almost year speaking to people in Victoria where that law's been in existence for almost 2 years now, so right next door. The thing that comes through is this is a really hard thing to go through with. It's hard in terms of the process,
yep.
The number of safeguards, the number of times, what I heard from everyone was the number of times the people applying were made to say, yes, this is what I want to do, that their competence was checked. It's only people who are really desperate who have the courage to go through this, because this is this is the safeguard that's not in any law, but it's very real. It takes incredible courage. And all the families I spoke to who'd seen their loved ones go through it, I said, I would ask them pretty much the same question. What kind of courage do you think it takes to do this? And the responses were, I remember one woman, Katie Harley, her dad, Phil, had more cancers than you could poke a stick at. And she said, till the day I die, watching him take that drink will be the bravest thing I'll ever see anyone do. Because to knowingly say goodbye to everything you know and love is so hard.
Absolutely.
So there's as you might expect, I hear very few humorous remarks in this area. But there was a doctor in Oregon where they've had this law for 25 years, and it's a tiny number of people use it. And he was asked, why do you think so few people use it? And he said, I don't get why anyone thinks there'd be an avalanche anywhere for this. Turns out people just don't want to die.
Yeah, exactly. So that was our chat with Andrew Denton. You can go to the Listener app and listen to it in its entirety. We spoke to him for about 15 minutes, Roo. But,
search Roo and Dits and find that one if you want to know more about euthanasia and what Mr. Denton thinks about it. So, that's good news, I think, Dits, that it's coming to South Australia. Are you ever going to be back on good terms, Dits?
Oh, it'll take a little while.
All right.
Yeah.
What about if I buy you breakfast today?
Okay, that'll do it. I can be bought.
Yeah, we did prank you again this week. I'm sorry about that. But I forgot, there's been so many other little ones. Like Tex got you that cracker with a water bottle.
I've got a coin underneath. I want you to have a look straight through the water bottle and see there's a coin sitting underneath
the
water bottle.
So we've got one of those like Mount Franklin water bottles sitting here. And it's full of water.
Full of water.
And at the bottom?
There's a 50-cent coin. I want you to tell the listeners that, yes, there is.
Yes, I can confirm. I can see it. Right, sorry.
Now,
this is working well.
I want you to turn away.
Turn away.
All right.
I'm going to get rid of the 50-cent coin.
Right. Okay. What
now,
Tex is doing is just done some magic
now
here.
Now have a look and tell the listeners whether there is a 50-cent. No, you're not allowed to touch the water bowl. You've got to look straight down.
Hang on. No!
Oh, no. Right. Well, you can't obviously see what happened there, but Ditch looked into a water bottle and Tex smacked it from both sides and the water went straight into his face. Hence, Ditch thought he better get back at Tex and put his house up for sale.
Geez, I got a hell of a shock the other day, Tex, when I had to go down to the doctor the other day and I drove past your house and there's a for sale sign up out the front.
Yeah.
And it said, due to interstate transfer, your house is up for sale.
Yeah. I'm heading too. I looked and I thought, gee, I didn't think anything of it. And then I was like, shit, I better have a look again. And I saw your name down the bottom of it with a Port Guernsey in the lounge room of the photo.
So the name of the estate agent, it's McGain Real Estate, but your name, who's the agent selling the house?
Christopher Dittmer.
Oh, right.
No, you've got plenty to get back to him. Remember Wayne Carey did the full Monty?
Yeah.
And
this was good.
They pranked the duck about getting, what was it, a prostate check. Yeah.
Are we really doing this today? Yeah. Now?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that all right? Well, I didn't have my head around that we're actually having it today.
No, I accept it. I accept
but
it as sooner than you thought.
Would it make any difference if you knew it was tomorrow? Yeah. They're little things. They're little things. But getting your head around making sure, you know, you've showered really well this morning.
It's not going to matter.
It's awkward. Not going to matter?
No, I promise you.
All right. Not going to matter. We're not going to show your bum on TV, cool. Duck. Hey, 133353, what pranks have you played on your mates or have you been pranked yourself?
Now, we did this once before. We had some terrific phone calls, mainly tradies and things on work sites. Have a listen.
The holes we put the post in run out, so we sent the apprentice down to get a bag full of post holes.
You know, the old spray cans you get a little bearing inside. We had an apprentice back in the day. We'd ask him to shake it so the rattling stops and we can use it.
We've sent down the apprentice to get some bubbles for the level.
We sent a young bloke down to the post office to get a verbal agreement form.
When have you played a prank or when have you been pranked? Let's go to O'Sullivan's Beach. G'day, George.
Yeah, morning, fellas. How are you?
Good, George. Tell us your prank.
The guy couldn't get a quick cut started, so they told him to put the blade on the ground and run up, get a quick cut.
Oh, is that what the big blade you used to cut concrete?
Yeah, and steel and, bitumen, yeah. Couldn't get it going, so they told him to put the blade on the ground and run up and down and try and kickstart it. Come back all puffed out, and one guy goes, I can't get it going. He goes, run faster.
Oh, good on you, George. Go to Springfield. G'day, Deborah.
Hi.
What happened to you, Deborah?
Okay, so now I was involved with my husband. We pranked my dad. He took his grandkids to Grange Golf Club.
Yeah.
And basically my husband rang back and said, oh, this is such and such from Grange Golf Club. You know, you were seen doing burnouts in the buggy and letting the kids do sandcastles in the bunkers.
Yeah.
And we're going to revoke your membership. And he was having an absolute fit, telling my mum, saying, it's Grange Golf Club. I'm going to get my, you know, blah, blah. And she's saying, what did you do? And he goes, well, I didn't do it, but they're saying this. So I had this three-way conversation. And basically, he was really upset. So he said, oh, we'll have to think about this. They hung up. And he was sitting on the lounge really upset. And then husband ran back and said it was a prank, and we got into so much trouble.
The Good mighty Grange Deb. Golf Club, Ruth.
Yes. That's my home. Let's go to Largs Bay. G'day, Sean.
How you going, boys?
What's your prank?
Well, back in when I was working in the workshop days, we had a plasma cutter, which is high pressure, cuts out heaps of steel with high pressure air and a bit of an arc, and it was down in the morning, wasn't running well, so we sent the young lad down to the store to look for some plasma. And little did he know, there's no such thing as plasma except in the blood. So then the storeman actually kept this prank going, and he sent the young lad down to Total Tools asking about some plasma. He rang back half an hour later and we said, you're probably only going to be able to get that from the hospital, mate.
Exactly, good on you, Sean. Let's go to Ogden. Daniel, what's your prank?
Yeah, so a while ago, me and my missus having a bit of a play wrestling in the bedroom and she picked up a candle off the bedside and pegged it at me. It's got me in the top of the head, and obviously didn't hurt. Held me head, ran out into the kitchen, grabbed some tomato sauce and put it all through my hair. Walked back into the room and she started panicking and see it all coming through my fingers. And she wanted to take me to the doctors and get the shit out of it.
Very cruel, Daniel.
I don't want a long weekend at your house, Daniel. Let's go to Henley Beach. G'day, Sally. What's your prank?
Yeah, hi. I'm a school teacher. And so for an April Fool's joke this year, I said to the kids, guys, the gardener's lawnmower was broken. We're going to have to go out into the lawn and cut the lawn with our scissors.
Yeah, how far into it did you get?
They did it for about 15 minutes.
Oh, Sally. Which school do you teach at?
Oh, do I have to say?
No, you don't have to. No.
Yeah, you do.
You sound like down a fun south. Teacher. Where at?
Down south.
Oh, down south.
Okay, good on you, Sal. You got to have a bit of fun at school. Of course you do. Let's go to Plimpton Park. G'day, Jim. What's your prank?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Years ago, a mate of mine came over, and we both got Prados, and he left his keys laying around. So I swapped the remotes from mine with his, and so I got his wife and the kids in on the joke, and my kids as well. And, anyway, go at the end of the night, see you later, how you going? He goes to unlock his car and nothing happened. And he's tried about five times. And every time he turned around, I had his remote in my pocket. And I would unlock and he'd go to the car and I'd lock it again. This went on for 5 minutes. He just didn't know what the hell was going on. And I broke down in the head. But yeah, got it bad.
Well done. Good on you, Jim. Hey, I like this. Paul from Burton Roo. He had a bloke watering a plant for 6 months and then told him that it was a fake plant.
We could do this for ages. The phones have gone nuts, but we have to move on because we're a little bit late. Do you want to give a pass? Yeah. The double?
I like Sally the teacher. I like a teacher that has fun with the kids.
Sally, you can head to the Spring-Loaded Tour, Grinspoon, You and My Regurgitator, many more. I'm just saying it's big news, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
You might win.
Excellent.
Or you might lose.
Wow.
Keep up with the times and play Roo's News.
Now, Roo, I've had a call from the Lotteries Commission. They want one of their scrutineers to come in and sort of see over this quiz because it's been a shambles the last few days.
I think it's been quite good, actually. We are playing for a double to go and see the Angels down at the Gov on Saturday night. Gleeso is going to be going off down there.
That's the other thing they'll question. You just steal prizes. You've got to stick to the prizes that we give you.
Mm, give me some decent ones and I'll stick with them. Simple as that. Let's go to Hope Valley. G'day, Zach.
How you going, Roo?
Good, Zach. What are you up to today, buddy?
Just driving out to Newry up to just working.
What's happening at Newry?
Just cutting down and trimming a few trees.
Good on you, Zach.
You got a good long weekend planned?
Very quiet one, Roo.
All right. Check your buzzer.
Zach.
Nice. Let's head to Two Worlds. G'day, Jay.
How you going, Roo?
Got a good long weekend coming up?
Yeah, like Zach. Nice quiet one.
Nice. Right. Check your buzzer.
Yeah. Jay.
What do you do, Jay?
I'm an asbestos consultant.
Oh, do you remove it?
No. I just sort of like work out where it is and the risk that it is there. And
so you just look at it and then that's it. Asbestos. Okay.
Yeah.
Take your buzzer,
of it, you know?
Right, and you charge people for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Right. Not me, my boss does.
Okay.
Good work. Check your buzzer, Dits.
Dits.
Dits, righto. For a double to go and see Gleeso and the Angels at the Gov on Saturday night. Here we are. Question number one. What is the public holiday for this Monday?
Zach. Queen's birthday.
Well done.
Nice. Just a nice, easy one.
Jumped out of the block, Zach.
Righto. Question number two.
And it's not her birthday. You know that, don't you, Roo?
I've heard that.
It's confusing.
That is confusing.
Yeah.
China is having another COVID outbreak at the moment. What's one of their most unusual methods for testing for COVID?
Jay.
Yes, Jay.
Nice.
Up the backside.
Yes.
The blurter, yeah.
Known as an anal swab, which Roo said earlier he's never, ever had, never likely to.
Japanese tourists are not happy with that testing method.
He said that his backside's just a one-way street.
Well.
He explained to us.
I think that's fine. That was earlier in the show, Dits. Let it go.
Okay.
Question number three, a little bit of audio, please.
Barbara Krejcikova and Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova.
Thank God.
Who do you think's going to win that?
Thank
Right. There's your question.
All right. I'll go with Pavlyuchenkova.
Pavlyuchenkova.
Okay.
That's what he said. No, you've got a choice out of Krejcikova or Pavlyuchenkova.
No, I'm sort of put it together.
I thought you did. So it's going to be a draw at the French Open.
Too
much information.
Righto. What are those names? What were we discussing those names for in the overnight sport? All those Krejcikovas and
Kretchikova.
Pavlovas and Pavlovas.
What are they playing?
Jay.
I'll just say table tennis.
No, they're in the French Open final.
French Open final. Righto. Zach won. Jay won. Dits nil.
All right. Question number four. Megan and Harry had a baby girl this week. What was the little girl's name?
Zach.
Yes,
Zacho.
Lilibet.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done. Bit of a royal
What's
watcher,
the score?
Zach. 2-1 to Jay.
2-1 to Jay. Mm. Okay.
How many questions you got left?
Heaps.
This is the worry. This is
no, I've got a great question coming up. In fact, I'm going to deliver it straight up now. How did Ditch think that Port Adelaide played last night?
Jay.
Yes, Jay.
Yeah, rubbish.
Yeah,
that'll do.
That's close enough.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
So what's the score now?
This is for the win.
Wow.
Have you got any questions left?
Yeah, I've got a couple, actually. I've got almost too many, but I'm going to go over this one.
Makes a change.
Yeah, it does make a change. This one's a bit brutal, this one.
Okay. We can be brutal.
Okay. What happened to a 52-year-old New South Wales woman after getting the AstraZeneca jab recently?
Zach.
What happened, Zach?
Had blood clot inside.
She did.
That is it, Zach. That's for the win. Well done, Zach. Gee, that was a little bit morbid today. Very sad.
Yeah, let's play the celebration music straight after that.
She died! Yay!
Oh, no. Oh, let's not cheer about that. She died. Whiz. I said it was a tough one.
All right. Well done, Zach. Bad luck, Jay. It was a close-fought contest. What has he won?
He has won a double to go and see Gleeso and the Angels down at the Gov.
The Gov.
On Saturday night. This is called the Greatest Show on Earth Tour.
Righto.
Gleeso's named that himself.
Not overselling things by any stretch there, are we?
And he's given it 5 stars, by the way.
Gee.
If you want tickets to go to Saturday night, just go to thegov.com.au.
Well, I was shattered last night, Roo. I know Geelong are a very, very, very good team, but I thought we would win, and we have to win these games at home, and we didn't.
No, you didn't. You got rock and roll by some key forwards, none other than Jeremy Cameron.
Catch again, handball over the top. Cameron's not going to kick a second one in a few minutes. Have a look at this. Cameron's got 4. 2 around-the-body goals in this term, and the Cats are out by 9 from nowhere. 14-8-92 Geelong.
He was on fire in the last quarter. He kicked 3. He kicked 5 for the game. Hawkins kicked 4-4. Rowan kicked 3-2. Their backs dominated in the air. Their midfield was only okay. Their highest possession player was Tom Stewart, a defender. Hmm. So their big midfielders didn't even have big games, Dits.
Yep.
But
my concern is, I'll tell you, I'll hit you between the eyes here with this, that we lost by 21 points, Port Adelaide. In the third quarter, Geelong missed 3 absolute sitters and it kept us in the game. We could have lost by 7 or 8 goals if they... Now, they're always big ifs. If you don't kick your goals, you don't win. I'm telling you, they outplayed us badly. Now, I'm not kicking my side when they're down. I don't want to be negative, but I'm just trying to be honest here.
Mm.
Geelong's run and spread last night thrashed us. And we just didn't respond to it. We didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, they were a little bit too good. They weren't heaps too good, but a little bit too good. The upside is you've got 5 of your better players out. They've got Cam Guthrie out, only 1 real good player. But, look, I don't think Port have been very good for a couple of months, to be honest. Yeah. It was 6 weeks.
That's right.
But the good news is you've still got 10 weeks to get better.
Yep.
And you need to use those 10 weeks to get better, get those players back, get a bit more toughness into the side, get a bit more consistency. You can't be having 2 breaks of where the opposition get 5 goals in a row. You need to shut that down
at
an early
on your
point.
Home deck, and you're a good side.
Any deck.
You can't let that happen. 5
Any
goals
deck.
In a row, twice.
That's right. There is a bit of an up and down bit happening with Port Adelaide, which needs to be tightened down, the consistency. Kenny talked about momentum, actually.
Momentum swings in the game always happen, and they tend to happen a bit more from centre bounce in today's game, when it can turn the momentum quite quickly from being in your favour to against you. And then there's only, there's 1 or 2 little patches of play that, you don't quite clean up a ball, you miss a tackle, they get through, they get a bit of momentum from.
That word, momentum.
I know you love momentum.
No, but he pointed out what I say each time. Once you go back to the centre and they bounce the ball, that's your opportunity right then to arrest momentum.
They need to fix it up if they're going to go deep into September. The Crows head to Cairns today to play the St Kilda tomorrow night, 6:55. This is a very winnable game. So it was last week and they couldn't do it. Can they do it this week?
Red hot this week, the Crows. I'll tell you why. St Kilda have got 11 on their injury list, and Ross and Membre have pulled out of the game as well for personal reasons. They're decimated. You have to win this game.
Yeah, there's only a couple more players out than what when you played them, to be honest. And most of the players are outside their best 21 if you have a look. But they are out, and Crows have got a few out as well, Dids. Don't worry about that. But it's a winnable game. They're going to go there and get the job done. They've got Sam Berry back in. I like him. Josh Worrell's going to debut. Tex did a prank on him yesterday just to get him cherry ripe.
Oh, that's unusual.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he put his car in the goal square out on the out in the oval. But anyway, it's good to see debutants debut, and that's what he's going to do. Josh Worrell's been knocking on the door for a while. It's time to win, Crows. Your best footy's been really good, but you've been butchering a few games as well. They certainly could have won three or four other games that they didn't. They've got to get that efficiency right in the forward line and get that ball use better. Last week, a lot of bad decision-making. Wanted to turn the ball over a lot in bad positions. So, come on, Crows. Get up there and win in Cairns and get a bit of sun on your back and come back with a 4 point.
Celebrities.
Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene.
Influencers.
Instagram, Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Got a bit of celebrity news for you.
It's time for Chris Dittmar's
OMG
Celebrity News.
Right, I'll kick it off today with my old girlfriend, Roo. Lady Diana, as she was known at the time, her Ford Escort is to be auctioned. The car she had.
Ford Escort.
The Ford Escort she had as a young girl is being auctioned. They reckon it's going to fetch about $75,000. Wow. Now, I think just for old time's sake, I might put a bid in on this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You weren't in the back seat of it.
Well, I might be able to find the shoes I left in there. Yeah. No. I'm only joking. What would that be worth, do you think?
$75,000 by the sounds of it.
All right. So anyway, if you want to make a bid on that car, there it is. Sam Armitage, as we know, left. It was a shock when she left Sunrise, really, wasn't it? She left all of a sudden, said, I'm out of there. Toxic work culture, it turns out.
Oh, I don't know what that would be like.
Now, if there's been any doubt that she wanted to get out of TV and go off into the sunset with her rich husband, all can be revealed now. She's returning to TV.
Bulldust!
In her own words, or she says, I want to return to TV. In other words, she did just get out of there because she hated it. She was asked about the people she worked with. She said, I don't follow any of them on Instagram. So she doesn't follow Koshy or Nat Bar. Didn't invite them to her going away show. None of them.
I remember that.
So very, very toxic. And as I said, that sort of now
what
proves
show
it.
She want to come
don't know,
back
but
in?
She says she will return to TV.
Today.
Oh, don't
Ooh,
know.
Carl
That's a
and
good,
Sam.
Good bit of juice for you, isn't it? Speaking of TV, Ninja Warriors is returning.
You're
to
happy with your own work.
What do you mean?
You just had a good bit of juice there for you.
Yeah. Mel's mouth is her jaws open. Go, oh,
she won't be able to sleep tonight.
Mel just said, oh my God, under her breath.
OMG.
OMG. Nick Kyrgios is going to be one of the new hosts on Ninja Warriors, which comes to the screens
Get
later this
out
month.
Of, here.
Of all the pains in the ass you could pick as your host. Nick Kyrgios.
What?
Making his debut on TV.
Is he really?
Croft.
What,
there's
co-host?
Croft and Ben Fordham and who else? Rebecca Madden.
Yeah. Flintoff.
Right. There you go.
Freddie.
Oh, okay.
He used to be on Freddie. Yeah. I know you, right. I love your TV.
I used to love Hey Hey It's Saturday. Hey. Daryl Summers is suing his former manager.
What?
Yeah. I think it's for being made to talk to an ostrich for 30 years. No, he's suing him for unfair treatment or something. Yeah, so Daryl Summers. Now.
Oh, you can't be serious.
He's
Daryl,
suing his former manager.
30
yeah.
years he's worked out that he's finally been treated bad.
Yeah, yeah. sounds a bit desperate, doesn't it? Now, you know, recently we had the Friends reunion.
This is good, by the way. This
is ridiculous. The Kardashians are doing a reunion show. They were, when were they on TV? About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're having a reunion. Can you believe it? Let's have a listen to some of their best work.
You are so jealous. You are just so jealous that you cannot get a Bentley and you're trying to ruin my moment for me.
Are you joking?
You are annoying, Courtney.
And I feel like this year is really about... like the year of just realizing stuff and everyone around me, we're all just like realizing things.
Having a house is a huge responsibility. Do you know how to do your own laundry?
No.
She has the most amazing lips. Tell us her secret.
Everyone thinks I use like one certain color. Mm-hmm. So I use like six different colors.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
That could be a good
show. Now, as I said, though, how long is it since I've been on TV?
Surely
it's a matter of weeks, isn't it? This is called the Kardashians reunion show. Now, some of the things I would like to hear, this is me speculating, some of the things I think I'd like to hear in the reunion show.
Okay, here we go.
Someone say, during the break, did anyone else's dad become a woman?
Oh, geez, come on, it's 2020.
One of them will say, I don't like all the attention.
That one of them
One of them's going to say, does my bum look big in this?
Ooh.
And the answer is yes, it does. You've all got big asses.
Oh, hang on.
Well, they have. They've got big bums.
Big booties. Haven't they?
Anyway, that's my celebrity goss for today.
Just keep awesome. Delivering. This is awesome. I reckon this will be a podcast one day too.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
What have you got for us, Roo?
Oh, that horse I tipped the other week, Kenobi, that won very handsomely, is running around in race five. A bit shorter odds today up in class. Just Kenobi. Keeping an eye on that race five, number five. But the horse I'm tipping with more confidence, it's only having its second start in Australia. It's race eight, number four, Not Usual Glorious. Come from New Zealand.
Now, can I give you a bit of background on this? You'll like this. Johnny Butcher owns it.
The Butch.
The Butch owns that.
Oh.
It won about, 2 weeks ago at 33-1, I think, and none of them backed it.
That's right.
Because they didn't know.
They didn't know, but they should know because I'm about to tip it this time. So won well first up, settled midfield, and ran on really nicely, Dits, up in distance as well. I think this suits. I think it's got good upside, this horse. I think it might just run straight past them and... wave to the crowd on a good long weekend down at Morpheville. I think this will get the chocolates in race eight, number four.
Right.
All right, have a little bit on that. Johnny Butcher, the financial planner. He'll be tipping all his clients into that today. So there you go. So have a great long weekend,
now,
everybody.
Now, I just want to warn everyone in Port Augusta, the Rasciutto's are on the way.
You bet we are. And we'll be raiding the bakery at Port Wakefield on the way through. The little, what's it called? Kittles or whatever.
Fill up with your petrol. Go and see Hero.
Hero?
At Dublin.
Hero at Dublin, yes. Mark Heritage.
Yeah, go and see Hero.
Anyone else you want to plug?
That'll do for now.
The Western Hotel when I come in there for a punt tomorrow if it's windy. No, have a great weekend, everyone. We love a weekend and away. Be safe. And am I allowed to say this?
What?
See you next Tuesday.
You just did.
What'd you call me?
Because it's a long weekend. See you next Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend.